2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty, KM4 TFW.
Hang on, I'll be back in a second. W2D. Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I just got new hearing aids, and I was trying to see how loud or how low I had to turn the radio or the in-car phone to see if I was going to have it too loud or something. So I'm just having to get used to having two of them now instead of having one before, which died. So it's a new experience.
It's always a challenge in everything we do every day, isn't it?
Got that right. At least it hasn't started raining heavy. They got through my roofing job, so that makes me happy.
It was sprinkling off and on a little bit today, not enough to really say it rained.
The house at 9:30, headed out to do an inspection, which I didn't get to do because he didn't have all the people there I needed to see. And it was misting then and kind of sprinkled on me all the way over to Greer. And up to the time I got to the place, I was doing the inspection. And then by the time I come back, it had stopped misting or whatever it was doing. So I was able to come back without having to run the wipers very much at all. So it's been an interesting day, to say the least.
What are you doing out and about now?
I'm on the way home.
I'm on my way home to Greer now.
More just outside of Spartanburg, so it's not, where I had to go was about 15 minutes from where I live, so I'm headed, in about 15 minutes I'll be back at the house, and then I can get on the computer and do a few things that I need to get done that I haven't done yet today, because I've been in and out, in and out, in and out all day.
Seems like they don't put enough hours in the day anymore, do they?
Believe it or not.
I'm looking forward to that maybe one day. And that, so, yeah, tonight is class night with Gary and Dave.
Taking the extra?
Yeah, Roger.
Good for you. I had to do it the hard way, do it on my own, studying the books and online tests and everything like that. But I made it.
Okay, I need to get it. Electronics is not me, but I think I can make my way through it. I was just been trying to learn some digital modes here in the last week or so.
Oh, digital mode's not bad. I do CW, and I do RIDI, and I do RPSK, and do FT8 when I feel like wanting to sit there in front of the computer and then hit the key that tells it to log the contact I made. So, because it's not completely automated, so, you know. You do have some work, and I usually do that when I'm doing something else on the other computer that's in the room, so that all I have to do is when I tell here that it's completed the transmission, I just reach over and hit the enter key to start it transmitting again, and then I'm in business. So it's what it is, but I send CW with a keyboard. You don't want to try to copy my CW when I'm trying to do it by hand.
I haven't ventured into CW yet. I mean, I've listened to a little bit of the, I had a CD that was, you know, trying to teach you, but I just struggle at it for right now. I think if I listen to it enough, maybe I can learn it.
Well, you need to listen to it, but you also need to start, get the letters learned, and there are courses that will teach you that, and then move you through the letters, and learn them as words, not individual letters. And I've gotten where I can do that. I'm still not real good at interpreting it on the air myself, but I get most of it done. And, of course, the computer, and then I type it in to send before I hit send on the computer, and it sends it. And it sends it in an even thing, so it's readable and comes out good. But now I use a paddle and a two-paddle thing, and I can send with it, but it gets choppy at times, as they say.
What program you use to?
Well, I have Ham Radio Deluxe, the software package, and it comes with a part of it in called DM780, and that allows you to send RIDI, you can send PSK, you can send CW with it, it'll interpret. So, you know, it's a general-purpose program. It costs when you first get it, and then there's a renewal each year, or if you want to renew it. Otherwise, you just get the updates to it, the things to keep it running without getting any of the new features. But it's a good program, and I use it for logging things and everything. So it's a good general all-around program for doing a lot of things. In fact, I interface it with the FT8 software so that I can use it for doing my FT8 work. So that works out good there, too. Let me go, because I'm getting an area where they've got people out here stopping us as we go down the road, because they've got power crews working. Duke Energy's got some crews working. I don't know what's going on, but it's a lot of traffic being held up. I'll catch you later, because I'm almost home, too. And we'll talk to you after a while. 73's W2T.
All right, 73, Rusty. Good to talk to you, as always. You have a good evening, and I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Rusty. Hello, Ken. KO4HKX.
And how's your day been?
Actually, it was decent. How about you?
If I dislike, I like it. It was pretty good.
I'm heading up the mountain now so I can get home and get ready for the class tonight.
Since about got dinner done so I can eat and then have time to walk the dog and rest for a minute before class.
Short minute.
Yeah.
Crossing the state line, so I'm going to have to jump over to 285 if you want to continue on. Let me know.
After that, I'll catch you over there. KN4 TFW QSY.
For HKX, QSY to 285.